Introduction. First, we want to thank you for downloading this book, and we want you to know that our primary goal in writing this is to help you navigate the complicated process of planning for and building a new home. Building a house is a common dream that many people share. We all want to live in a customized space that's designed completely around our every desire. Lots of people think that building a home is a fairly simple process, whereas others, those who are more realistic, realize that it's often a long, challenging, and daunting task. Most of us have heard stories of projects gone wrong, and we're here to tell you that, unfortunately, problem projects happen all the time. In this book, we'll walk you through the steps of this complicated journey to put you on the right track, outlining the entire process so you'll know generally what to expect. We'll also give you plenty of tips to avoid common pitfalls that cause suffering and anguish for many people going through this process. There is actually a show out there called Catch a Contractor, you know. If you're a DIYer or do-it-yourselfer, then you'll probably need much more than this guide. But at least this is a good starting point for anyone even remotely considering jumping into a home-building adventure. The journey of building your house will ultimately be an experience unlike any other that, if done right, you'll absolutely treasure and look back upon with fondness. You'll learn a lot, meet some really interesting and talented craftsmen, and then you'll live to appreciate your spectacularly customized home more than others appreciate theirs, because yours was created through your own vision, blood, sweat, and tears. You'll have stories, memories, and hard evidence of a tremendous undertaking and accomplishment unlike any other. Before we get started, we just want to point out that, yes, a lot of the information presented in this book is catered towards informing you about the typical role of an architect during the process of designing and constructing a new home. However, our intention for going into such detail about that isn't necessarily to convince you to hire an architect, although, of course, that would be a good idea. Rather, the purpose is to help you make an informed decision regarding how to proceed, and to help you understand what bases you'll need to find a way to cover on your own should you choose not to hire an architect. To clarify that point a little further, we're not trying to get you to hire us, or any architect for that matter, and we're not trying to toot our own horn, so to speak. But we do think you should at least know how an architect typically looks out for and protects a homeowner during construction as part of the normal checks and balances system that's built into the process. That way, if you choose not to hire an architect, you'll at least better understand what to pay attention to so that you can better protect yourself. Thanks again for downloading this book. We hope you enjoy it.